Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. I'm James Till. Joining us today is Captain Jack on vocals and guitar and his guest Jay Robert on fiddle and slide guitar. Welcome.
Hi.
Greetings.
Nice to be here.
So tell us about your childhood growing up in the heartland, Captain Jack. How did music make its way into your life?
It was a wonderful thing, and it always has been in my life. When I was in grade school, I picked up the trumpet. And I had a very influential, inspirational music teacher in grade school. He used to come out and play music in a little band that my grandfather had a nightclub, and he would come and play there. So I'd see him at school, and I'd see him in the weekends playing in the band, and it was kind of cool.
So what are you going to be playing first?
First song is going to be one that no one's heard yet, so this will be a first for everyone out there, and I hope everyone likes it. It's called Where I Belong. A 1, 2, 3. Me so long. I don't know why I didn't find out sooner, but I'm glad that I found where I belong. Maybe I was too afraid of the great unknown. Maybe I was too content there in my comfort zone. Change don't come easy for anyone like me. Better late than never to find some better weather. I don't know why come here sooner. I don't know why it took me so long. I don't know why I didn't find out sooner, but I'm glad that I found where I belong. Most people put down roots where their seeds are sown. I was a small town boy who never left his home. But things are different now, and I like what I see. I open up my door and I see palm trees. Sometimes I think about the place I left behind. Sometimes the old friends and the good times cross my mind. Sometime I might go back there, but until that day, if someone asks about me, tell them I've escaped. I don't know why I didn't come here sooner. I don't know why
took me so long. I don't know why I didn't come here sooner, but I'm glad that I found where I belong. And I guess that's why I had to write this song.
That was Where I Belong by our guest Captain Jack and Jay Robert. You made your way through Boston, New York, Memphis, and Nashville. What impact did these places have on your music?
I met a lot of great people, and that was the great thing about being in all those different places was I was able to meet and play with people that were much better than myself. And I always gained a lot from that experience. The experience at Berkeley in Boston was probably the most influential, because it was an island of pure music in a sea of music business, which most people didn't really care for.
Right. So was that about the time you started performing publicly solo? Or
no, I had been playing in bands since I was about 18 years old and could get in bars. It happens to most of us. And then from there, it went to went on the road. We had a traveling road band, which booked out of Nashville, and we backed up a lot of country singers who then traveled by themselves, and that was a lot of fun. But it was kind of boring, and I wanted to expand. So that's when I left the road band and went to Boston to go to Berkeley. And I was at Berkeley for about 3 years studying bass.
So are there any other instruments? You know, bass, trumpet.
I like to play them all, but bass is probably the best. I write on guitar. That's always easiest for me to write on.
Do you have a next one in sight that you really want to tackle?
Well, I would like to learn how to play some of the stuff that Jay Robert plays. Fiddle is really cool. Brother. I love fiddle.
It's an awesome instrument.
Good luck. I still haven't figured it out.
It's so crazy hard. I play classical violin. I can't even imagine doing this stuff. On
Oh, that's wonderful.
Just follow the notes.
What's up next?
The next song is one from the Living on the Heart album. It's called The Monkey Tree. It's a couple years old, and it's a kid's song.
George the monkey liked to be highest monkey on the monkey tree, king of everything he see, from the top of the monkey tree, from the top of the monkey tree. George the monkey tried to eat every banana that he see, he leave none for the family, down below on the monkey tree, down below on the monkey tree. Life is hard for the young and the old. Lions and tigers are waiting below. If a monkey should fall from the tree, it's a sad sight to see. George the monkey, he don't care about the other monkeys there. That's the way he choose to be, from the top of the monkey tree, from the top of the monkey tree. George the monkey, he climb up too high, make the monkey tree fall from the sky. Now all the monkeys, they run for their lives, if only monkeys could fly. Monkey tree, where will they go? George the monkey, not king anymore. It's a story as old as the tide. Only the smart will survive. George the monkey learned too late. Greedy ways decide your fate and the fate of everybody living here on the monkey tree. living here on the monkey tree. That's the fate of everybody living here on the monkey tree. That's the fate of everybody living here on the monkey tree. Da, 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 da.
That was the song Monkey Tree by our guest Captain Jack and Jay Robert. So what was the inspiration behind that for a children's song?
I realized that nowadays it's very hard to tell the truth and very hard to understand when people are not telling you the truth, especially when it comes to politics and in the media. So that was kind of the inspiration, was the latest on the president's health care and all this stuff that's going on right now.
So you released your first album, Living on the Heart, after a trip to the Caribbean. And what about that visit made the tipping point?
Well, I'd gotten out of the music business for a while. I got married and took a regular job in St. Louis, in fact. And my daughter was born, and my wife wanted me home. So I dutifully became a father. And that was great until she got to be old enough to be on her own and go to college. And we decided to move back to Indiana, where my home was. And shortly after that, my wife left and I was divorced and my daughter went to college. And I thought, I want to go back into playing again. And what kind of music would I like to do? I'd like to do trop rock, because I was always a big Jimmy Buffett fan. So about that time, I got the opportunity to go to St. Lucia. That was in 2006. And I got down there, and it just inspired me. And I wrote some of the songs that you're going to hear today down there.
And what are you going to be playing for us next?
Next is going to be one called On Marigot Bay, which I wrote in St. Lucia.
2, 3. Drop the anchor, head the bow into the wind. Pop the top on a Piton beer and watch the tide roll in. We've got no phones to answer, no place we have to be. We're incommunicado on the Caribbean Sea. And it feels so good to be down on Marigot Bay. We're gonna lay around, waste the day, watching the sailboats make their way down to old Sufri. Down on Marigot Bay, under Bimini Top, well played. Some Buffett and some Belafonte down on Marigot Bay. Well, up in New York City, they're busy counting beans, 'cause that's what makes them happy, hatching money-making schemes. Down here in St. Lucia, it's the sun that gets us up, and the only beans that count down here are ground up in a cup made from a coconut. Down on Marigot Bay, we're gonna lay around and waste the day, watching the sailboats make their way down to old Sufri. Down on Marigot Bay, under Bimini Top, we'll play some Desi Arnaz and Tito Puente down on Marigot Bay. Well, I'd stay down here forever if I only could, but paradise comes with a price, and maybe well it should. 'cause there's concerts to be playing and albums to be made. And just a taste of this place sounds like an even trade. We'll come back some other day. Down to Marigold Bay, we're gonna lay around, waste the day, watching the sailboats make their way down to old Sufri. Down on Marigold Bay, under the Bimini top, we'll play some Buffett and some Belafonte, some Desi Arnaz and Tito Puente, some Marley and Miguel Fonde, down on Marigold Bay. I'd love to stay down on Marigold Bay. Gonna leave today down to Marigold Bay. Gonna sail away down to Marigold Bay.
That was On Marigold Bay by our guest Captain Jack and J. Robert. So are there any current musical projects you're working on?
Yes. We're in the process of doing two of the songs today that have never been recorded yet.
Very nice. Very nice. Do you have a title idea for the next album?
Yes. It's called Adventures in Paradise.
Wonderful. Next up is going to be...
I think we'll do the title cut from our CD. It's called Living on the Hard.
Hardy, hard, hard.
One, two, a one, two, three.
Who'd have thought that storm would come in without a warning, leave me no time to put to sea? When the anchor couldn't hold her, we ran into a boulder on the edge of the coral reef. Now she's out of the water, drying out in the sun, and I'm sitting here waiting for the work to be done. I'm telling you, brother, there just ain't no fun. There's some living on the hard. My boat's jacked up in the yard. Well, I'd rather be sailing, but I'm stuck here sitting at the bar. I'm living on the hard. Well, it's hard to sleep when the bed ain't rocking like a bobber on the end of the line. So I lie here staring at the ceiling, swearing that I'm just about to lose my mind. I feel like a lion locked up in the zoo. It's gonna take a bottle of tequila or two just to get me through. Listen, living on the hard. Boats jacked up in the yard. Well, I'd rather be sailing, but I'm stuck here sitting at the bar. I hate living on a hard. Well, my good friend Tina called from the marina with the news I've been waiting to hear. Yeah, my boat's in the water and I'm headed down to Lauderdale to check her out and load up the gear. Yeah, the hull's patched up and the mast is fixed. Time to say goodbye to the Motel 6. I'm hitting the brakes. Done living on the hard. My boat's finally out of the yard. Pretty soon we'll be sailing no more, sitting at the bar. Done living on a hard. My boat's finally out of the yard. There'll be no more waiting time for celebrating. Break out the rum and cigars. We're done living on a hard. No more living on the hardwood. No more living on the hardwood. No more living. No more living. No more living on the hardwood.
That was Living on the Hard, the title song from his album Captain Jack, and guest Jay Roberts performing. So, what would you say your inspirations are driving your new music?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. You're probably too young to remember this, but back in the 60s and early 70s, there was a television show called Adventures in Paradise about a guy who sailed around the Caribbean in a big boat, the Contiki, and he got himself into jams and he helped people out. And I thought, wow, what a great inspiration for music, you know? So that's kind of where that's coming from.
What's going to be next on our show?
I think we'd like to do another song from the album, kind of about sailing and kind of about life. It's called The Light.
This storm ain't gonna last forever. The wind will bring us skies of blue. With a little faith, we can beat this weather. Got a good old boat and a damn good crew. We've been on the rocks before, but we always made it back to shore. I ain't gonna give up now when the end's in sight. I can see the light. I can see the light of the coming day. I can see the light. I can see the light burn the clouds away. I can see the light. I can see the light to guide me on my way through the cold, dark night. I can see the light. When the wind and the rain come out of nowhere, catch you unprepared on the open sea, I know exactly what that feels like. Cause it's happened once or twice to me. Held on but I held on tight. Rode the storm out through the night. When the sun came up I yelled to the sky. I can see the light. I can see the light of the coming day. I can see the light. I can see the light burn the clouds away. I can see the light. I can see the light to guide us on our way through the cold, dark night. I can see the light. Never getting where you want to be till you learn how to bend the breeze. It takes time to learn, but once you get it right, you will see the light. You will see the light of the coming day. You will see the light. You will see the light burn the clouds away. You will see the light. You will see the light and the clouds away. And you'll know it's right. You'll know it's right. You'll know it's right when you see the light.
That was The Light by our guest Captain Jack and Jay Robert. What was the inspiration behind this one?
Having to do with sailing. It's kind of a metaphor for life, I think. And the storms that you weather on the ocean are a lot like the storms that you weather in life.
So outside of music, what do you enjoy doing the most?
Oh, it's easy. I love to sail.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why we came to Florida.
Well, it's a good place when you can dock your boat at the house.
Absolutely.
What's going to be next on our program?
We'd like to do one called The Keys Disease. It's all about a couple of young ladies who suffer through a Chicago winter and make it down to the Keys and then kind of never want to go back.
Understandable.
One, two.
December in Chicago, only one more month to go. She could board that southbound plane and leave this ice and snow. As she walked home from her office, the cold went on her face. She thought about Key Largo, how much she missed that place. She caught the Keys disease and the only cure was to go back there once more. For a healthy dose of ocean, sand, and sun. Get a big piece of key lime pie. Watch the green flash in the sky. Those are the only proven remedies when you got the Keys disease. Remembered her vacation back in 2003, when she and her friend Jennifer paid a visit to the Keys. They flew into Miami, took a drive down A1A, and that's when she caught the fever, and she's had it since that day. She caught the Keys disease, and the only cure was to go back there once more. For a healthy dose of ocean, sand, and sun. Get a big piece of key lime pie. Watch the green flash across the sky. Those are the only foolproof remedies when you got the Keys disease. Over and the day is finally here. From the window seat mark 7B, Chicago disappears, and the 727 rises through the clouds, and suddenly the sun appears and the whole plane shouts out loud. We got the Keys disease, and the only cure is to go back there once more. For a healthy dose of ocean, sand, and sun. We'll get a big piece of key lime pie. Watch the green flash in the sky. Those are the only foolproof remedies when you got the Keys disease. You got the Keys disease. We all got the Keys disease. Here we go.
That was The Keys Disease by our guest Captain Jack and Jay Robert on slide guitar. So is there a specific role music plays in your life, you think?
Oh, yeah. It's soothing. It gives me an outlet for my creativity musically and lyrically. It makes me money occasionally.
That's always nice when that works out. What's going to be next?
Okay. We've got a couple more, I think, time for a couple more. We'd like to do one for my... partner in life, the Bahama Mama. So this is her song. I hope she enjoys it.
Anne Marie.
Out beyond the coral, where the small fish never go. Sailboat lies at anchor off the coast of Key Largo. She waits for us to join her in this island fairy tale. So pack up your bikini and come help me raise the sail. Be my Bahama Mama. and I'll be your Captain Jack. We'll sail away together to somewhere off the map. We'll leave behind the daily grind and never once look back. Be my Bahama Mama, and I'll be your Captain Jack. We'll sail off to Jamaica and take turns at the wheel. We'll listen to Bob Marley and sing Margaritaville. And as the sun sinks in the west and stars fill up the sky, we'll celebrate another day out here in paradise. Be my Bahama Mama, and I'll be your Captain Jack. We'll sail away together to somewhere off the map. We'll leave behind the daily grind and never once look back. Be my Bahama Mama, and I'll be your Captain Jack. So tell me, what's your answer? Is it yes or no? It's time to raise the anchor. Now will you stay or go? Paradise is nice alone, but better when there's two. Two sets of footprints in the sand, one should belong to you. Be my Bahama Mama, and I'll be your Captain Jack. We'll sail away together somewhere off the map. We'll leave behind the daily grind and never once look back. Be my Bahama Mama, and I'll be your Captain Jack. I'll be your Captain Jack. Let me be your Captain Jack. I wanna be your Captain Jack.
That was My Bahama Mama by our guest Captain Jack and Jay Robert. So she's obviously the inspiration behind the song. How'd you two meet?
Well, actually, it was at a part-time job that we both had at the time. And we found out that we had a lot of the same interests. And we both decided to come down to Florida together. So that was kind of what sealed the deal.
And here we are.
And here we are, yeah.
Where can people hear you perform?
Well, we do a lot of corporate work. I don't have a lot of open jobs where people can come to the local bars and see me, but we have an online booking agency called Gigmasters, and Gigmasters sends us to Miami and Sarasota and all over the state doing private affairs, corporate affairs, and things like that. I'm sure that in the future, thanks to Jay Robert, we'll be performing a lot more locally, and we can tell our friends and fans on our websites about that.
And that website is?
CaptainJack.com and JRobert.com, or is it JRobert.net?
Yeah, oh, .net. JRobert, JRobert.net.
Okay, right. Thanks. Yeah.
What is the last song you're going to be playing for us?
This is called Who Could Ask for More?
We got palm trees, manatees, white sand beaches, and an ocean breeze. A steady 72 degrees. Who ask for more. We got blue skies, tides that rise, tiki bars and key lime pies. Another day in paradise, who could ask for more? Some folks love the great white north. All the snow and ice and the winter sports. But I can tell you it's not for me. I watch the winter on my TV. Get my blizzards at the Dairy Queen. I'd rather have blue skies, tides and fires, tiki bars and key lime pies. Another day in paradise, who could ask for more? I'd rather have palm trees, manatees, white sand beaches and an ocean breeze. A steady 72 degrees, who could ask for more? Summer's fine in the northern states. They got the Gulf and they got the lakes. But it doesn't last long enough. The winter comes, the weather sucks. Anybody wanna live through that's just nuts. When you could have palm trees, manatees, white sand beaches and an ocean breeze. A steady 72 degrees, who could ask for more? We want to have blue skies, tides that rise, tiki bars and key lime pies. Another day in paradise, who could ask for more? Rather have palm trees, manatees, white sand beaches and an ocean breeze. A steady 72 degrees, who could ask for more? I'd rather have blue skies, tides that rise, tiki bars and key lime pies. One more day in paradise, who could ask for, who could ask for, who could ask for more?
That was Who Could Ask for More by our guest Captain Jack on guitar and his guest Jay Robert on fiddle and slide guitar. For producer Richard Chinqui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection, doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Till. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2HD. Thank you for joining us. And thanks, guys, for joining us today.
Our pleasure.
Oh, thank you, James.